And I'm going to read the Word of God this morning, found in Mark's Gospel, chapter number 2. Before we do this, would you just simply turn to your neighbor and stick your hand out and say, "I'm glad you're here today." Would you do that? Mark's Gospel, chapter number 2, reading in verse number 1, the Bible said, "And again he entered into Capernaum, his hometown." Aren't you glad that God chooses to come to places again? What kind of God would it be if he wouldn't show himself again? What kind of church would we have if God never came this way again? And he said that after it was noised that he was in the house, and straightway many were gathered together insomuch there was no room to receive them. No, not so much as about the door. And I love what he done. He preached the word unto them. And they come unto him. You know what to bring people?
Yeah.
Preaching.
Amen.
They come to him bringing one sick of the palsy, which is born of four. Preacher, who were they? God wasn't interested in their name. And I don't know why you so high on your name. Because see, God wrote it down. It ain't whether we know, but it's does he know. And when they could not come nigh unto him for the press, they uncovered the roof where he was, and they had broken it up. They let down the bed wherein the sick of the palsy lay. And when Jesus saw their faith, not his faith, their faith, he said to the sick of the palsy, "Capital, son, thy sins be forgiven thee." But there were certain of the scribes sitting there, reasoning in their hearts, "Why doeth this man speak blasphemy? Who can forgive sins but God only?" And immediately when Jesus perceived in his spirit that they reason not among themselves, but within themselves, he said to them, "Why reason ye these things in your hearts? Whether is it easier to say to the sick of the palsy, 'Thy sins be forgiven thee,' or to say, 'Arise and take up thy bed and walk'? But that ye may know that the Son of Man hath power on earth to forgive sins," he said, "I'm going to do something to prove it to you. I say unto thee, arise and take up your bed and go thy way to your house. And I like this word. It wasn't a process. Immediately. He arose and took up the bed. God, I know you're just going to give me something. You know why? Look now. Watch your word. Watch your word. Look. He arose, took up the bed. You know why I didn't say take up your bed? Because it wasn't his no more. Them places I used to lay, they ain't mine no more. And he went forth before them all. Insomuch they were all amazed. And they glorified God, saying, we never saw it on this fashion. You may be seated this morning. Father, we love you, praise you, thank you for what you've done for us today. Help us in the reading in your word now. We'll be grateful and touch us in Christ's name. Amen. I won't preach on this simple matter today on it happened from above. It happened from above. First of all, I want you to notice their church. And again, he entered into Capernaum after some days, and it was noise. He was in the house. Can I tell you, it's okay to have a noisy church. You go down yonder to ball games and you expect some noise going on. That's always confused me about Baptists. Why some people think when they come to the house of God and a little noise goes out, it's unusual. Can I tell you, it's all right to say amen this morning. Can I tell you, it's all right to make a lot of noise about him. So it was noise that he was in the house. We see their church. Aren't you glad that it happens in the house? I'm glad we've got a house here. And matter of fact, it's not yours nor mine. It's his. His house. We see the church, verse 2. We see the Christ. Now look what he done. Well, he got this kind of crowd together. It wasn't no place to put them. This is what the Bible said. He said it was no room to receive them. No, not so much as about the door. It was standing room only. And he preached the word unto them. Now, he didn't call on the drama teams. He didn't say, now boys, we got a good crowd together. Let's get on the stage and dance. He didn't say, now boys, listen. Let's just swallow a few goldfish and really put on a show for the people. But I tell you what Jesus did. Matter of fact, some of you got this wrote on your card. What would Jesus do? I hope there's some boys hearing me preach this morning on the way to church. I tell you what Jesus would do to a crowd. He would preach the word unto them. Matter of fact, if you ever want to know what Jesus would do, just read your Bible. You'll find out what Jesus would do. He preached the word. Matter of fact, this word preach means to herald forth with a loud voice. I don't know how come loud preachers bother people. He preached the word unto them. And so, now, keep church real. You whoop young'uns in church, amen. It's all right. That's my grand young'un. He got cerebral and he needs to be put in the bank for him, amen. Matter of fact, he may make a preacher. He got a loud voice, amen. Now watch Christ. He preached the word unto them. Now note the Christians. I love these Christians. Verse 3, they come unto him bringing one sick of the palsy. Who have you brought to church lately? Look who they brought. They didn't go out and look in the mooses and the gooses, and they didn't look around in the who's who. You know who they found? They found somebody that needed something down at the house of God. The Christians, they went, they found a sick man of the palsy. He couldn't walk. And look, it was born before. Now, I done got ahead of myself. We don't know who they was, but Jesus knew who they were. A lot of times, a lot of people won't do nothing unless you get the escalades of it all. But let me tell you, it's not important if everybody knows our name. No, as long as He knows our name. The Christians, I love them. No name Christian. Their name ain't got to be on a banner. You ain't got to shake their hand. They just simply doing what God has commissioned us to do, to go out in the world and be a blessing and compel them to come in that His house may be full. He wants a full house. Now watch. Not only the church and the Christ and the Christians, but I love, Brother Lee, what they've done. Can I say, first of all, in verse 4, when they couldn't come nigh to Him for the press, they uncovered the roof where He was, and they broke it up. I won't say this about them Christians. They wouldn't go with the crowd. Some of y'all get that about 2 o'clock. Wouldn't go with, oh yeah, no, they wouldn't go with the crowd. They said, you know what? Said, crowds keeping a lot of people from Jesus. But He said, we fixing to go where we can get a hold of Him. You know where they went? They went above. Aren't you glad that you can get up above the crowd and get to where He is? There's a lot, you know, somebody said, well, you know, a big crowd, you can't have God. Well, let me tell you something. They did. And let me tell you something. Liberty Baptist Church can have a crowd and still have God. But you got to have preaching to keep the crowd and draw the crowd. Now, I want y'all to watch something right here. And then we're supposed to go eat chicken. He preached and they stayed. I don't see no place when you opened the Word and started preaching. And I mean talking loud. They still just standing room on. Everybody's trying to figure out how to build a church. You know how to build a church? You preach the Word. You mind the Spirit of God. I didn't see ne'er one of them leave out. Did these boys that had room to get to Him. But you know what? They wasn't going to go with the crowd. You mark it down. I ain't going with the crowd. I've heard a lot of folks say, well, you know, you need to get rid of that red book hymnal. You're going to offend people. You've got to sing out of a broader hymnum that you may appeal to a different generation. No. No, it's still the blood. Still the blood that saves old sin. It's still amazing grace, girls. Still amazing. And let me tell you, this grace on me is still amazing to me. It is amazing to me. And so they went up and, man, they didn't even have a conference. You know what they done? They tore the roof off. I like what my pastor, Brother Boatner, said. He said, boy, you know what they did? He said, that crowd tore in, tore it up, and tore out. I like that, don't you? Some of y'all didn't get that. I'll help you with it over here. See, they tore in, tore it up, tore it out. Ain't that a blessing to be able to go to church where you can tear in, tear it up, tear out? Matter of fact, Bowden's in trouble this morning, honey. It's 12:25. You're going to run over all them little Baptists getting out in the road this morning. They all getting cold chicken. Y'all going to get hot chicken. They didn't have that stuff cooked since about 10:45. So he preached and they stayed in the house. You know, God spoke to me last night. Now I mean it. He really settled something in my heart, Brother Gerald. You know, sometimes I got to preach a little heavier, a little hotter than other time. to keep the church where it needs to be. I don't come up with these sermons. But you know, if one family will leave over one sermon, they never was with you no way. If one sermon could blow you out, you ain't got much glue or guts in your britches. So he preached and the house just stayed full. What's wrong with preaching? Now, watch this. There's the church, there's the Christ, there's the Christian. And look what they've done now. Look how they got together. They let him down on a bed. And it wasn't a king size. It wasn't a queen size. It wasn't a metal bed nor a wood bed. It was a pallet. And you know what they'd done? I could just imagine, Brother Dennis, I could just imagine these four Baptists today trying to let a man down on all four corners out of the room. One of them would be letting too much line out. Another would be pulling it this way. Another would be a jerking it. Another saying, well, now we didn't vote to do that and I'm mad and I ain't going to touch nothing. You know what they say? There was old Dan the Determined. There was old Larry Love. There was old Henry Hope. You say, what in the world? Well, the Bible said that it was four of them. And no doubt, there was old Frank Faith there. They was all letting their corner down together. I can just see one of them say, whoop, not 2 minutes. Don't dump him out. Let him down. A lot of people just want to dump people out. But ain't you glad you met some Christians just want to lay you down at Jesus' feet? They put each corner together. Can I tell you, it is an effort together. One can't do it. Three can't do it. It takes everybody getting a corner and getting people to Jesus. Now, I want to tell you something. This old boy right here, and I don't want to be too critical and cruel, but I doubt if he smelt as nice as some of you smell. I doubt this boy could really take care of himself. But you know what? They loved him anyway. I would love to drop him down in some Baptist churches I've been in and watch that crowd. But you know what Jesus done? It didn't offend him. Matter of fact, that's why he was there to help people. Let me tell you, that's why he's here today to help people. So we see these Christians, and they let this bed down together. And then verse 5, you'll notice the cure. When Jesus saw their faith, it does matter what kind of faith the people at the house of God have, because your faith can affect others' faith. Saw their faith, he said, son, thy sins be forgiven thee. But this is where I want to get to just a minute. Notice the critics. They ain't said nothing. Did you know you don't have to say nothing? He knows what you're saying. Look what it said. Verse 6, but there were certain of the scribes sitting there reasoning in their hearts. They were silent. And Jesus blew their mind. Boy, I tell you what, y'all better be glad that y'all ain't got a pastor like Simon Peter. And Jesus, remember when Sapphire and Ananias come in, he said, y'all lying. He said, you ain't been doing what you said you was doing. Look what Jesus said. He said, there were certain scribes reasoning in the hearts. Why doth this man thus speak blasphemy? Who can forgive sin? That's what they say in the heart. And immediately when Jesus looked, perceived in his spirit that they reasoned within, not among themselves, but within themselves, he said to them, why reason ye these things in your heart? You know what they said? Can I tell you this? And then we're leaving. He knows what we're thinking. A lot of times it ain't what we say. It's what we think. Matter of fact, the reason a lot of times that our mouth goes in gear, because our heart went in gear first. Whether it is easier to say to the sick of the palsy, thy sins be forgiven, there to say, arise, take up thy bed and walk. Now he's still on his bed. He said, now you can take up your bed. But that you may know that the Son of Man hath power on the earth to forgive sins, he said to the sick of the palsy, I say unto thee, arise and take up thy bed and go thy way in thine house. And immediately he rose and took up the bed. Now, isn't it amazing when Jesus said, thy sins be forgiven, in the parallel gospel in Matthew 9, you know what he told this man before he healed him? This is what he said. He entered the ship, passed over, came to his own city, and behold, they brought to him a man sick of the palsy, lying on a bed. And Jesus, seeing their faith, said to the sick of the palsy, son, be of good cheer, thy sins be forgiven thee. You know what I'm talking about? We ought to be happy because he's forgiven us of our sins, not because he's healed our body. He said, boy, you ought not be shouting about what's around you. You ought to be shouting about what I've just done in you. A lot of people think you can't shout because your bank account's low or because you got hurting by. Well, anybody over 50 ain't hurting, raise your hand. Neighbor, it's something when you get up and your shatter's hurting you. He said, be a good cheer. He said, you'll get a new body later. But right now, you shout on what's going on in you instead of what's going on you. And then look what he said. He said, and immediately in verse 12 in Mark 2, he took up the bed, went forth insomuch that they were all amazed, glorified God, saying, we never saw it on this fashion. Look what Jesus told him in verse 11. I'm through. Arise, take up thy bed, and go thy way into thine house. It happened in a house, and he's taken it to a house. You know, the most impact we'll ever have in this world is how we act at our house. It ain't no sense me getting up here trying to fool nobody. My young'uns know how I live. My wife knows how I live. Jesus said, you go back and you impact your house. And boy, if we will live out what Jesus has done us in our house, then we'll fill up His house. I appreciate the Lord this morning. Stand with us.